Hey you. Yeah, you. Do you miss the 80s? I don't, because I wasn't there. I'm a 90s weeb kid. But for those who do, we're going to kick it up a notch this week. Penance, the RPG, adult themes, and a whole lot more. Penance, the RPG, cursing more than ever before. This is Penance, the last RPG. Hello and welcome to episode 72 of the Penance RPG podcast. I am your ever lovable Bellary, and I bid thee welcome. This week's episode is the concluding part of last week's Zeppelin Tower adventure. However, if I may have your ear for just one moment, I would like to answer the question of, will I have enjoyed my lunch this evening? Well, with the Bellary branded panini maker, you will never have to worry about such things ever again. Oh, but how do I get one of those? I hear you all cry in chorus. Well, it's a very simple process really. All you need to do is send 235. In a matter of 7 to 10 months. So with that out of the way, it's time for us to crack on with this week's episode. Pets and Pirates.
Who are you, what are you, and what is your favourite corn-based snack? Starting with Ash.
Hi, I play Ashra Menelrana. She's an elven mage. Various skin of spells, lots and lots and lots of books all stashed away in her own personal library that she doesn't let anyone else into anymore because people are threatening to do bad things to her books. And my favourite corn-based snack is probably corn on the cob.
Fair enough. Dragon.
Hello, I play the unnamed rogue. I specialise in sharp, pointy, stabby things. And I have just remembered that I am currently carrying the soul axe in my possession. Well, we found it. I made sure I had it. It's mine now. Unless we find Stilgar, then he can have it back. But until then, it's mine, so I don't trust anyone else.
Yeah, I think you're probably the best person to be carrying it. Certainly anyone I trust with it.
My favourite corn-based snack, I don't think I can actually eat any of them anymore because all of them always have dairy. Always. They're always cheese-flavoured. They are always death.
Then you could just have corn on the cob like Ash then?
Or popcorn.
I usually have frozen sweet corn.
Those things, you know, it's just like dried sort of roasted like corn kernels that are salted. They're yummy.
What?
I've heard of them. I'm unconvinced as to whether they're actually yummy or not.
They're yummy.
Are they?
Yeah, I swear.
I might just stick to my frozen sweet corn.
Is this going to be another pesto situation?
You mean the pesto situation where you insisted I tried pesto and I thought it was awful?
Yeah. The pesto situation where you tried pesto and were wrong about it.
A pesto situation where it took you like 3 weeks to find some fucking pesto.
Yeah, I live in a small world and I'm quite happy with it. Lenaida.
Yes, I'm playing Ora Dulce. Once an elven mage, and right now I'm more of a rabbit mage, who likes the small things in life like etiquette and other fun stuff. And my favorite corn-based snack is probably nachos in different flavors.
Don't give him the soul axe, ever.
Why does nachos make him, like, distrusting?
I'm really intrigued to know the answer to this now.
What, the nachos? it's the bunny and the bunny's optimism, and I just think it would be a bad, bad thing.
An optimistic bunny should not have nachos, okay?
Should not have a soul axe, certainly.
Yeah.
Okay. Bellray.
Hello there. It's me, Bellray, first apostle, style captain, lord of haste, bad cop, sexual explorer, seamstress, pope, cripple, father, matador, laundry officer, Jeremy, tiny boy, king, two crowns, and junior boat inspector. I have recently tried to explain to man the joys of the panini, although he was not very receptive. And my favourite corn-based snack is probably Skips. I think they're made of corn.
They're amazing.
Which is the same thing, it's funny.
Yeah.
Skips count. Skips are the shit. I love them.
So, what happened last week?
Last time on Penance RPG.
Well, so we got to the Zeppelin Island, first off. We managed to get through, we moored the boat. The parrot starts screaming a whole bunch of things. We sneaked onto a boat that had loads of stuff on it, and we started to look for things. And I found a chest that had the soul axe in it, and there was like a whole host of our former belongings on this ship. And Bellray and Tenshaw were distracting the crew, which was fine, right up until the bit that Tenshaw calls on Maurice. And that was not fine. Giant demon cow appears in the harbour, smashes the ship moored next to ours, which was being appraised for auction. The guards start attacking Maurice. Tenshaw jumps in to protect the giant sea cow with his own human-sized body and ends up stuck full of spears. And the two of them just kind of wander around underwater and they've not come back yet.
Maurice dragged them underwater and you've not seen them since.
There was a point where we briefly considered turning Tenshaw into an axe, because he would probably be more useful.
Do you remember what Tenshaw was doing before he got...
I believe he sliced a section of my buttock.
He was attempting to steal your buttock, yes.
Oh wait, was that not when I threw him in the water?
Yes.
I threw him in the water for assaulting Bellray.
Because he was trying to steal Bellray's buttock, yes.
Yes, because he has actually gone insane.
To be fair, I do have that booty like pal.
I'm not sure you should be encouraging Tenshaw to cut pieces off of people.
I'm just being body positive.
Well, that's always a good thing.
So, anyway, where did that lead?
The guy that was appraising the ships for sale got really pissed off, and then we followed him, and Bellray pretended to be his apprentice type person and managed to get the information we needed about where we were going to find the auction. So we went over, but the gates were locked, the guard wouldn't let us in. Bellray becomes obsessed with having lunch with this guard.
It was a really good plan to distract him, okay?
While I fly up and Captain Ash transforms into a sparrow and also flies up. When we fly up to the tower that's part of this wall, we see a bunch of people in the room who are apparently really important. And one of them is Toby, that damn fucking fox. Ramses is in there, someone who looks like a bandit captain, and a man in a blue-purple robe who appears to be a mage. We get to the auction and he's the collector. And he wants Bellray to be in his collection, with a price on his head of 200,000 pieces of gold. Bellray continues to act as a new junior member of staff for the Zeppelins, and I fly in to save him. And that's about as far as we got.
And then you took shelter in a tiki bar.
Oh, yeah.
Because Bellray rolled a natural 20 to find a tiki bar.
Hear the joy in the DM's voice.
So happy with... Here's some guards, what are you going to do? I'm going to find a tiki bar. You come out the tiki bar, and as you look back over across the expanse of water between the Zeppelin Tower and the further back region, you notice Aura sort of wandering around and people sort of remarking on him, and he seems to be sort of like throwing his ears back and sort of trying to look very cool as he walks around asking people, you know, where you've gone, and he's sort of holding up pictures. What do you do?
Hey, Aura, would you like a panini?
He's on the other side of the water.
We need to get to him quickly because we've just managed to hide from guards and they might come back to get us. They might recognize us from the pictures he's showing people. And he might end up in a lot of trouble. or like bait.
He might blow my cover.
He might. You never know.
Right. Aura's a bunny.
Yes.
What if we posed as hunters and hunted the bunny? You can't say it, but I was doing air quotes with my hands.
Define hunted the bunny.
Or we could ask Captain...
Kill the wabbit.
I was thinking much more simply of, could Captain Ash fly over as a sparrow and tell him what's going on? Yeah. Or is that just a really boring plan in comparison?
I thought going to get the spear and magic helmet might be better.
A little bird whispered in my ear. No, that was Ash.
Okay. So, is Ash flying over?
Yeah, I'll fly over with a note for him.
Okay. So, Ash flies over to Aura with a note saying, Bellary's done it again, and don't tell anyone you're on the ship. So, yeah, now you have a group of Bellary and the Nameless Rogue, and you have Ash and Aura. So, let's start with Bellary and the Nameless Rogue. What are they doing?
I am enjoying my panini. Goat cheese and red pepper, I think it was from last week.
It was, yes.
Yes, I think it was. I suspect I'm just sitting with my head in my hands going, how the fuck do we end up in these situations? How? How do you do this to us, Bellary? Totally giving him all the blame.
Bellary, roll to see if you actually notice or if you're too busy eating your panini. Nope, he's far too interested in his panini.
Really good dry, nom nom nom. Dry some, nom nom.
I look at him in disgust. Ugh, ridiculous creature.
Nom nom nom. It's really hard to make it sound like you're eating food when you don't have anything in your mouth.
Method act, Bellary. Method act. So, what's Aura and Ash doing?
Is it there's a body of water between tower and where we are?
Right, basically what's happened is there's where your ship docked, and then there was like a wooden palisade-style wall that you followed the ramps up. So you got to the top of that, and then over that wall, there's another expanse of water. It's about, I think it was about 25, 30 metres till the Zeppelin Tower itself, because there's quite a big gap to stop anyone trying to take down the Zeppelin Tower.
Could I just, you know, jump in the water and swim over?
You could. There.
Could you fire a boat over like we did last time?
There are boats going back and forth, though.
Okay. Is there any guards on the boat?
Not really, no. As long as you don't seem to be causing too much of a problem, you should be able to jump on a boat if it's just you.
Yeah, I think, Ash, if you fly back again to the others, I can just take a boat over and you can... Or you can sit on my shoulder and we will look even more cute than usual. Yeah, okay. So we'll hop on a boat then and ride over.
Okay, so you're all now back on the other side, the bottom of the Zeppelin Tower. What are you going to do?
Hello, guys. What's our main plan? Are we stealing a Zeppelin?
We'll have a lunch. Nom nom. Zeppelin can wait. Nom nom.
I think a Zeppelin is a great plan. I think we should totally do that. Although, they seem to be getting refueled and stuff when we were up there before. So, you know, as long as we make sure that it's one with lots of fuel in it, we can totally do that. We might need to make sure we stay relatively close to the coast. I look at Bellary's neck.
Well, judging by the size of Bellary's panini, they will probably all will be filled up by now.
This is true, yes.
Okay. You notice at this point there are lots of guards out who all seem to be looking for Bellary. And you also notice one or two posters being put up which say, Wanted, Bellary Paiso. And was it 200?
It was 200,000.
200,000 gold?
Yeah.
Oh, those guys are probably on the lunch break too.
Hey, Bellary, do you want to borrow my stylish captain's hat? So you can sort of disguise yourself?
But then I wouldn't be wearing all of my other hats.
No, but I think it's better to disguise yourself so we don't get caught.
The collector seems pretty determined.
I have just realized that I do have a red wig in my inventory. So I could probably rock the red wig under the hats. Yeah. And I feel like that would be a good disguise.
If we want to disguise Bellary, I know how we can do it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Let's hear it.
Well, we've got a rabbit already. Do you want to be a raptor?
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
A raptor friend for me. Yoo-hoo!
So long as you guys promise to, like, get a string and tie it round my chin so that my hats don't fall off.
Yeah, and we'll make sure you've got a collar and a lead so you look like a tame pet raptor as well.
Can I have the wig on as well as a raptor?
Of course you can.
We will make sure you still look stylish.
Okay. Raptor me up, baby.
I'm going to turn Bellary into a raptor.
Okay. So Bellary is now a raptor.
Can I ride on his back?
You can. He's the right size that you can.
Ooh. Grab a piece of rope and tie Bellary's hats on and then kind of make a bridle so that Aura has some reins.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so happy today. I guess you noticed.
Is that the noise a raptor would make?
I'm not convinced. But it's hilarious, so feel free to carry on.
Now that you've done that, what are you going to do?
Well, we should probably head up the tower, I guess.
Yeah, I think we want to head back over towards the zeppelins.
Okay. You're in the bottom of the zeppelin tower at the moment.
Okay. Yeah.
So we need to head up it.
As you head further up, you head back up towards where the auction room was.
Yep.
And in the sort of hubbub, you notice that there are a couple of guards sort of wanting to search people because some of the artifacts that were available on auction were stolen in the sort of hubbub of trying to catch Bellary. So are you going to let yourselves be searched, or are you just going to carry on and go somewhere else?
I don't hugely want to be searched because I'm carrying the Solax.
What's the Solax taken from the...
I stole it from the ship.
Ah, right.
It's a collector's ship, so they might recognise it.
Well, we could always hide it behind the 7th bookshelf on the right on the 10th violin.
Okay, I will do that.
So what are you doing with it?
We're going to hide it in the bag of holding. Is the translation.
Behind the bookshelves. Quite a long way in.
Okay. Yeah. So, you go up to be searched. Can everyone roll me a D20, please, to see what happens when you're searched? Thank including Bellary.
Oh my god, they're going to find your panini.
I think the captain and I might be okay.
Okay, so Dragon is fine. Ash is fine. Aura is fine. The guards, however, take a particular fondness towards Bellary. One of them, who you notice is quite a lizardy in person, seems to definitely take a sort of shine towards Bellary and his long flowing red locks.
Can I nuzzle the lizard man?
Are you insane?
I'm trying to distract.
Roll.
As he starts to nuzzle, I pull on the reins and make him behave himself.
Okay. He nuzzles and you pull on the reins and you hear that as he gets choked and moves off to the side. The lizard man looks a bit disapproving at you, but then sort of lets it pass. So you're now standing in an auction room full of about 200 people. The auction itself has been disbanded for the moment, and at the back of the room there seems to be two guards watching a set of stairs up, which leads to the VIP room.
Yep.
And there seems to be like a ramp going up again with two or three guards in front of it that seems to be towards the loading docks of the zeppelins. What do you do?
Maybe we should head up the loading docks, the ramp up.
I think so.
Skip the VIP room.
Yeah, the VIP room's not going to end well for us, I think. That's probably where the collector is and Toby.
Yeah, I'm a rabbit. I don't like foxes.
Yeah, let's keep away from Toby. He's caused some truly quite impressive havoc.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with Bellary. Oh, don't get all ramped up now.
It's like having Stilgar back all over again.
Yes, that was the analogy I was thinking of.
So, you go up to the ramp. There are three guards there, and they tell you that they won't let you through at the moment unless you have either papers to get through or a pilot's license for the Zeppelin.
Oh, just look at my cap. Can't you see that I'm a certified pilot of Zeppelins? What is the meaning of this? I want to talk with your manager.
One of the more sort of ugly-looking guards puts his hand on his sword hilt and says, No, we know you're not a pilot. Zeppelin pilots don't come in your height.
Oh, so now we're heightists as well? Oh, gosh darn it.
And I point to my own hat that's tied onto the...
How can you point?
Raptors have little hands.
They do.
Okay. Are you trying to gesture to the guard?
Trying to point at his own captain hat.
Okay. Roll to see what the guards do when you do this. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay. No.
They believe, through some god only knows how, that Aura rides a raptor while he pilots a zeppelin.
He's clearly the zeppelin's lucky mascot and it can't go anywhere without him.
That's brilliant.
So they move out of the way and let you past.
Good job, Bellry. Good job.
Well done, Oda.
Okay. You follow the ramp up one floor. On top of this floor seems to be, there's like 10 like storage caverns. And you notice like lots and lots of like slaves coming in and out of all the storage caverns and like carrying boxes and carrying them up and down the flights of stairs next to this caverns. What do you do?
I would like to do a perception check and see if I can spot anything of interest.
Okay. Okay. You notice one of these caverns is stocked full, and you also hear the sound of a very lanky elf having an argument with someone, saying he's not going back there. He's taking his ship and he's not going back there.
Ooh.
Aww.
Can I sneak over and try to hear more?
Yep.
Anybody who's listening to me right now is going to be really confused.
Why?
Because I have headphones on and I'm just going...
And RPBot hates me.
Get over, but you don't really hear much. You just hear that this elf has basically said that he doesn't want to go back there.
Should we just go up and speak with him and ask what's the matter?
We'd like to stop arguing first.
Okay. The very sort of gruff-looking orc he's arguing with is holding a clipboard and keeps, like, poking the clipboard very, like, deliberately and yelling, like, something in a language you don't understand. And the elf basically seems to just always replies with, "I don't care. I'm taking my ship."
Oh, which I'm going to say in such a way as to suggest, gee, if only someone in our party spoke orc, perhaps being due to being descended from orcs.
They tend to speak common.
Do they?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, since I love languages, I might be able to understand what he's saying.
Okay.
Roll. With my linguistic skills.
Yep. Basically, what you're saying is that these supplies have been paid for. They must be delivered.
Okay.
I'm going to walk over and say, "Excuse me, is there a problem here?"
The elf looks at you and says, "Another half-breed." The orc sort of looks to you and goes, "Rrr," and then looks back at the elf and continues just to keep going by pointing at the checklist and then waving frantically at the boxes and barrels behind them.
Oh, Bellry, let's get over there. Let's see what's up.
I can speak to the elf. "Well, I was going to see if you were needing someone to take commission off your hands, but if you're going to be a complete cunt about things..."
And then me and Thingy pop around the corner as if on cue.
He again spits on the ground and says, "More mutants." And then
says, "They are not mutants.
They are not doing anything with my ship. My ship is coming back with me. I'm just waiting for this thug to release it."
"Where is it you don't want to go to?"
He sort of says, "That island in the north."
"Oh, what's on the island in the north?"
"Nothing anymore."
"Oh, what happened?"
"Mutant filth. It's not a place for us anymore."
"Mutant filth?
I've done my lands. I'm not going back."
"Okay, so it's not one of the islands that we happened to."
"No, but it could it be a Toby Island? Maybe?" Oh, that's so cute. I pat the raptor.
So
what's the name of your ship then?
"My ship is called the Esmeralda."
"Ooh, what a lovely sounding name. Can you show us her?"
He again spits on the floor and says, "Never. For can once I... he releases my ship, none of you kind of getting on my ship."
Can I try to sort of cute him over?
Roll to try and cute him over.
That's odd, because last time I lived, my
friend, he's just disgusted by you. The more you try and cute up, the more he's just like, ugh.
"Well, you know, I was an elf too once in a days."
"Where are you now?"
And indeed, Ash still is an elf.
"Yeah!
Does the smell come over here, not Ash. Bother you?"
"They have their uses." "Ugh." I've needed a jester quite often.
He again sort of turns his nose up and says, "Nope, me and my crew are all settled now. We're not going back. We're leaving."
Could you point us on a map where this island is, perhaps? Do we
Why
have
is
map?
It that they're not letting you go, then?
He looks at the orc, and the orc has still not stopped, like, sort of frantically gesturing at the clipboard and at the barrels and boxes. And the elf turns to you and says, "It's none of your business, but..." He says, "There's no one else that can go."
"Oh, but why would they deliver crates to a place that it's not inhabited?"
"Pah." Again, he just spits at you at the floor and says, "I don't need to answer your questions."
Ash, could you please ask him? You might get an answer.
I'm wondering if we should just go and steal the keys to a ship. Yeah. And then go, we'll do it.
I think so.
I'll let you get on with that then. I'm going to go and talk to the orc and see if he might be able to lift his clipboard to try and sort this whole mess out.
That sounds like a good plan.
Okay, so we'll start with Dragon, Aura, and Bellary. What are you going to do?
We shall.
You hear a loud rumbling, whooshing noise, and you sort of look around panicked, and one of the sort of guards laughs and tells you, it's fine, it's one of the Zeppelins leaving.
Okay.
Okay. Can we see the Zeppelin that is leaving?
No, it's up like another couple of sets of stairs.
Okay.
Should we head up the stairs and look on the platform where it's leaving? See how it looks?
I think we should go up to that level.
Yeah.
See what our options are once we're up there.
Okay. You head up the flight of stairs, and as you get to the next level up, you notice that this floor is entirely made up of several bars and taverns. You see basically everything you'd expect here. Looks like sailors who haven't seen port in months drinking and playing cards and basically like grabbing as many of the sort of male and female prostitutes as they can and running to beds and stuff like that. That kind of, you know, port lifestyle.
Can I go up to the bar, go and like fumble around with my raptor hands and drop just an amount of money on the bench?
Roll to see how the barman reacts to you. The barman sort of looks at you, puts hand beneath the bar, pulls out a broom, twats you on the head and says, no pets, out.
Oh, he just wanted a beer. Don't be.
Then you can ask, but you leave your pet outside.
All right. Can I have a beer, please?
Fine.
He takes money off you and gives you this, like, wooden pint of, like, very foamy grog.
Yeah. Here you go, Bellary. Have a sip. I'll go away from the bar with Bellary and just give him to there. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And while they're doing that, we still need to go further up to get to the Zeppelins, don't we?
Yep, Zeppelins are at least one more floor up.
Can I see any of these crew members that looks like they might be senior enough to have, like, keys or anything to a Zeppelin?
The groups you can see, there's one group that look obviously elven, there's one group that look obviously dwarven, there are two groups that look human, and there's a final group that looks to be keeping very much to themselves and quite quiet at the back table.
Oh, can I tell what kind of people they are?
Not really. They seem very, like, very withdrawn. They don't seem like the rest. The rest seem to be, like, you know, crazed on shore leave kind of thing. They don't seem to have that same lust, shall we say.
Might be the Esmeralda crew.
I thought the elves might be.
Yeah, but...
Can I get closer to them and do a perception check, please?
Yep. You get a little closer, you can't tell much about them at all.
Can I go over and do a perception check as well? Yep. See if I can find anything.
Are you riding on Bellary to do this?
No, I'm actually walking in there by myself now.
Okay.
It's less inconspicuous.
Yeah, because apparently pets aren't allowed in or something. Fucking racist.
There we go.
Oh, God. Natural 20. Okay. This group at the back definitely are not Zeppelin crew. They seem to be some form of cultists that seem to have transported something rather powerful, when it seems to have affected them slightly.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Should we maybe head over to the elves and see if they're the Esmeralda crew and see if we can steal some keys? What do you think, Dragon?
I'm wondering if we should try to get a crew to go along with us, or if we should try to steal, like, however it is they control the Zeppelins.
In fairness, you do have a crew, you just need to go and pick them up.
Yeah.
This is true. The problem is we need a Zeppelin as well.
I think we should probably steal a Zeppelin and then pick the crew up and just...
Yeah. What we could do is we could go and talk to one of the crews and get them on our side and then tell them they've got however long before we leave and they need to go down to this cavern and Ash can help work out which things are being taken while we go and steal a Zeppelin. Because we kind of need to get the Zeppelin... Well, do we need to get the Zeppelin loaded up? Do we really? I kind of want to know what's going to that island.
How far has it been loaded? Is it?
It's not been loaded at all.
Well, okay.
All the boxes there are literally like he's refused to let anything go onto the ship.
Can I see anyone who looks like they might be captain?
In the tavern, you mean?
Yeah.
Roll a perception check.
Maybe you can find a nice lizard captain. And we'll steal.
That was a guard.
Yeah, but it means that lizard people exist.
You notice at this point that behind the bar, well, the bar that Bellrig got refused service from, is a wooden door. And you have the luck to see the barman go through, and sitting behind there seems to be a room with four or five obviously wealthy-looking gentlemen playing over a lot of gold.
Okay. Wondering how best to deal with this.
Should we do a little distraction while you go over their pockets or something like that? I can do a little bunny dance on the table.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. We should all go in.
Yes.
Yes, we should. Okay. I lead them over to the door.
And walk up towards the door that the barman stands in the way and says, "No, captains only."
Yes.
You didn't see me, but I was pointing again above my head.
And no pets. He twats Billy with the broom again.
No, this isn't a pet. This is our captain.
And I'm going to like...
They might not have said to you yet, but we're the hired entertainment.
Yeah.
You won't be long, don't worry.
Well, you'd have a seal then. No pets.
No, the captain ate the seal.
Well, that's you out of luck then.
Yes.
I get paid to make sure people who don't have the seal don't go in there, so no.
Why?
As I said, I get paid to make sure those without a seal don't get in there. And take this pet away, no, twats Bowery again really hard on the head.
It's really not a pet.
More money on the table. I see what he's saying.
Are you putting money on the table?
More money, yes. I see what he's saying.
How much are you putting down, first of all?
I don't know if I can I count as a raptor?
Roll to see if you can count as a raptor. No, you can't.
So
you've put what you consider a lot of gold down. He looks down at the, like, 20 gold you've put down and goes, "No."
Ah.
I double it.
Yeah, put some more gold in there.
Once you get up to about 300, 400 gold, you see him begin to start wavering.
I wince. That's quite a lot of gold.
Can I wink at him?
As a raptor?
Yes.
He might just twat you with a broom, you know that, right? Roll and see, but he may just twat you with a broom.
The Bellary Charm!
Well, be glad of that, because if you'd rolled natural one, he'd have knocked your crown off your head. Yes, he does kind of go, alright. So, he takes the 400 gold, and he sort of walks the other way, and he says, alright. My back's turned. You can go in if you want. But if there's any commotion in there, you'll be thrown out.
We understand.
Yeah. Okay, Bellary, are you ready? Let's do the raptor rabbit dance we practiced.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah. So, okay. And we'll do a cute little dance number, dance routine when we get into the room.
So you.
So I open
the door. Inside this room, you're doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. You and Bellary both roll then. Let's see, if you're within about, let's say, four of each other, you do a real synchronized dance. No.
Oh.
Aura is very graceful. Bellary is completely out of sync. The five captains sitting around the table all sort of blink as this rabbit has burst onto the stage and started dancing.
Okay, come on, clap your hands, everybody. Do it.
One of the captains sort of seems to stand up, sweep what gold he has into a bag and says, "No, I'm out," and just walks straight out the door.
Oh, don't be a bore. Come on.
I guess I start trying to pick pockets. Do I try to convince one of them to take us on their ship?
Well, there are four of them sitting around a table at the moment.
I think you should try to pickpocket them, yeah.
Okay. I'm sure the dance is very distracting.
Yes. I will attempt to pickpocket.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you who there are first and tell me which one you want to go for first.
Okay.
There's an elf, there's a dwarf, there's a human, and there's what seems to be some kind of ogre.
The human?
Okay.
If I RP singing as a raptor, can we give her a distraction bonus?
We'll see how bad the roll is first. So while Bowery is singing, you manage to pickpocket the human.
Okay.
He doesn't really have much on him. He has a small necklace.
Okay.
He has a set of keys, but they look like chest keys rather than like anything more than that. And he has like 2 gold teeth.
Okay.
Do you actually need a key to drive a zeppelin or open it or whatever?
No, but I'm more thinking of being like able to get onto it and open up all the doors and stuff to actually be able to fly it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try and pickpocket the dwarf next.
Okay.
Come on, 20. clap your hands.
Christ. Natural 20. Yes, you managed to pickpocket the dwarf. The dwarf seems to have a small telescope, a spare eye patch, which seems to have a sort of like Sunday best look about it. A weird, it's like a bar of wood, but it's got like engravings all over it.
Ooh.
And finally, he has a bag of mushrooms.
Come on, everybody, clap your hands, do the bun dance. Come on.
That's Raptor's rapping, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you looking at anyone else, Ragan?
Sure. Elf?
Okay. Again, you quickly go through his jacket. You find a fob watch. You find a small bag of, again, what seems to be like dried mushrooms. And you find a strange green gem.
Ooh, I'll keep the gem. And maybe some of the mushrooms.
We're gonna have a party. Yeah.
Hurry up and find some keys. I'm running out of music genres.
Okay, that's fine. Last one then. The ogre. The ogre. Oh god, this could go badly.
No, you just do okay. So you basically rob the ogre inside his pockets. Oddly, it was like a sort of beaker made of a skull. Looks like the skull of like a gnome.
Mm-hmm.
A half-eaten bone of chicken.
Okay.
Again, a small half-eaten bag of mushrooms and a small blue gem. But when you touch it, it feels very cold.
Ooh. Should we maybe go out now and see if we can follow the captain that left?
Yeah, let's do that. I'll keep the 2 gems and we shall bow gracefully.
Yes, I was going to ask if I can bow.
Are you returning everything else or are you taking it with you?
Maybe you should keep the keys.
The keys for chests?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, okay, I'll keep the keys and the 2 gems and 1 or 2 of the dried mushrooms.
I really like the idea that we're just having this conversation, but the 2 high on shrooms to notice.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Okay.
So, thank you very much for us. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Can everyone who isn't Dragon or Ash roll midi 20?
That's concerning.
Okay. The high-as-fuck captains that are there start applauding and throwing coins at you. Problem is, they are quite high, so they literally are throwing coins at you. So that was your dodge roll. Bellamy does get hit by a couple of coins, but he seems okay. Aura's fine.
Wow.
So okay. As you're sort of leaving this room, we'll cut back to Ash. So what is Ash doing with the orc that's got the clipboard?
So going over, what seems to be the problem here? Maybe you can try and sort this whole problem out.
Okay. He tells you that the elf is being snooty and just won't do as he's contracted to do, which is deliver all these crates.
What's the clipboard say then? Are you sure you've got the right person? Try to look and see if you can figure out who's on there and what goes where.
Tells you that all this cargo is to go onto the Esmeralda, but that snooty elf has the thing that keeps it locked, so he's not releasing the ship until he takes the cargo, so they're at a sort of stalemate.
Where is it the cargo needs to go? Is there anyone else you could find to take it for you?
No one else will go there. None of the ships are big enough to carry this load.
What's so wrong with it? No one will go there. I'm sure they're paying them enough.
He shrugs and says, the gold will make it worth their while, but meh. I'm just a stock taker.
Is there something in the cargo that means they wouldn't want to carry it?
Nope, it's just simple supplies, grain, fuel, and a couple of things ordered by the order to be delivered over there by certain merchants, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Is his contract specifically to carry this, or just to carry anything he's told to carry?
He's told to carry anything he's told to carry.
Has he been paid in advance?
Yes.
So if he gave the payback, surely there wouldn't be so much of a problem.
The elf sort of grunts and says, that pay was to make up for how damaged my ship has become carrying his filthy coal.
If the pay you've had is for a different shipment, then you haven't been paid for this shipment.
I was paid compensation for carrying such filthy coal. I'm done. I've taken all the payment I need.
Okay, so it seems that the issue here is that one side's saying that they've paid someone, and the other side is saying that they haven't been paid. Someone got receipts?
The orc sort of looks through the back of the clipboard and then shakes his head. And the elf just goes, "Seats for what?"
The ogre's saying that you've been paid to take this cargo, but if he hasn't got the receipts to prove it, then you haven't been paid to take this cargo and there shouldn't be an issue. You shouldn't need to take it.
Ha ha! See, take that beast. I should be free to go. And the orc just sort of walks away and just sort of does that sort of like, "Oh, fuck this," gesture and just walks off.
Can I snap at his clipboard as he walks off and take over the stock take?
You can try, yes.
You go to the bar, I'll take over.
Okay.
And so I'll slip him some coins so he can go and buy himself a drink.
Okay, so while Ash is taking over everything else, what are the rest of you doing?
I think we're going up to the Zeppelins.
Okay.
Yeah, or should we head down and see how it goes for Ash before we do that?
I think if we go up, we can then identify which Zeppelin we'll take the cargo on. So it can get loaded.
Okay, we'll go up first then.
So you go up one floor, and at this point you're at the bottom of the Zeppelin dock. Okay. You feel another Zeppelin leave, which is like a huge rush of wind all around you, like really, really warm wind. And as you climb to the top of the stairs, you see in front of you five more Zeppelins docked into the... It's kind of like a port, but there's like docked into the sky.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So of the ones that are there, there's one that has a dwarven crew that seem to be like tying everything off.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that has a human crew that again seems to be tying everything off. There's one that seems completely empty but has a sort of pink glow all around it. And there, of the other two that's left, one of them is significantly bigger than the other one and has a cast bronze figurehead of a female elf at the front.
So that's the Esmeralda then?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm going to point at that one and be like, "Rawr, rawr, rawr."
Are you wanting to just steal his ship? Is that what you're saying?
Rawr, rawr, rawr. Nodding. Rawr.
Yeah, but let's go check out that pink glowy one.
Yeah.
And see if there's anything special with that one.
Because I found a green and a blue gem. I think the gems might be something to do with controlling the ships.
I kind of want to communicate the fact somehow that I think the guy's a cunt and we should steal his Zeppelin anyway. Wow, 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 wow.
It's tempting. It is tempting, I admit.
We'll see.
But also, it would be easier for us to deal with a ship this size. Wait a minute. We don't have a crew anymore, do we?
You do have a ship downstairs.
That's fine. We can get them. That's okay. But we're going to go and have a look at the ship with the pink glow.
Okay. So you walk over to the ship with the pink glow. As you get remotely near, you notice that there is a very small goblin-like creature looking over a clipboard and then looks up at you and sort of tilts its head. What do you do?
Hello, goblin friend.
Point to
what is this ship?
He shakes his head and then sort of like... It's weird, he kind of does like a sort of backflip and then just disappears.
Oh.
It's like he was made of magic and he just sort of like jumped away.
Like Harry Potter references.
Was that a Harry Potter reference?
I don't know.
Not as far as I'm aware.
Nope.
Sounds like a house elf.
Yeah, the Dobby.
Yeah. Unintentional, but yes.
Yeah.
You can have that one for free, Harry Potter fans.
Shall we try to board the ship?
Yeah.
Or should we try and do an arcana check or something first?
Oh, if you could do an arcana check, that would be wonderful. But it'll need to be you because, well, he's a raptor at the moment. I don't think he can do arcana as a raptor.
I mean, if I can't count, I probably can't do arcana.
You'd need to roll really well.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, so there is definitely something magical about the ship. It seems to transport magical cargo.
Ooh.
It seems that whatever it's been carrying recently has left a lasting effect on the ship.
Might be the guys down in the bar, the cultists that had used this ship, guys.
Mm. Pinkish glow is usually demon.
Yeah.
Which is to say, maybe we can convince them to part with this boat they clearly don't want.
Yeah, we should maybe try that. Unless we're going to steal the Esmeralda, of course.
Well, I was wondering if we should do an arcana check on the Esmeralda to try and work out what this cargo was.
Well, on the Esmeralda, I don't think there's any cargo on the Esmeralda.
There isn't any cargo anymore.
But it don't have a pink glow on it either.
True. Okay.
I just realized that we are not aware of this fact, but wasn't it coal? But we wouldn't know that. We wouldn't know that, though.
No,
we
don't.
We didn't know that. We also wouldn't know that it affected his ship, so...
Well, let's go over to the Esmeralda and look at it.
See what we can see.
Yep. Maybe do a perception check on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Penance RPG. Metagaming since 2017.
Okay. When you walk over to the Esmeralda, you notice it's completely deserted. But you also notice that there are, because it's quite a large ship, it's got like 4 different docking points, and all of them seem to be secured by some sort of magical means.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he can't leave.
Could be, yeah.
What, like probably. Wheel clamps?
Yeah. No, it's like they've got like guy ropes going over, and then the guy ropes seem to be procured by some sort of magical means, but rather than like rope, it seems like something stronger than rope that you can't just, you know, slice through.
Right, okay, yeah. So how they keep their ship from drifting off is strong magic. Okay.
Yeah, or it might be that that's the guy with the clipboard that has to release those clamps for him to leave. Yeah.
How well secured are the like hard points to the ship itself?
What do you mean?
So like you got the magical tether is tethered to something, but then like how well tethered, like connected is that thing to the ship itself? Like is it screwed in? Is it welded
in? It seems to basically be the same kind of magic as what's holding it there.
Okay.
It basically seems to be like double secured, so make sure that the Zeppelin can't get stolen.
So we couldn't just like screw off the bit that the magic stuck to.
They screwed off my Zeppelin!
And then just let it fall, because fuck those guys.
Yeah. I'm going to head down to see what Ash is doing and how it's going, just to get some information.
As he's going to talk to Ash, can I go and look at the ship? The pink one, the Esmeralda, and there was another one that looked kind of deserted.
This is another one that looks deserted at the moment. Again, it just seems to be tied with magical means.
Okay, yes, we'll go and liaise with Ash, and hopefully she can have some clever ideas, because I'm completely failing.
And I'm a raptor.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe we should turn. Wait, maybe we should turn him back to not being a raptor again.
Now point to my face.
Yeah, you look very dashing, but it's much more easier to communicate with you when you're not a raptor.
It is, even though you're super adorable like that. No.
So, yeah, what are you going to do?
We're going to go down to Ash.
Okay. So you go back down the stairs and you find that Ash has managed to secure the clipboard and is currently trying to work out how best to sort of do anything on this island.
She has a clipboard of the sun in Kurgis.
So she has this clipboard for the Esmeralda, and the elf is still standing around refusing to let anyone take the cargo up the ship. What do you do?
He hasn't been paid to take the cargo up to the ship, so there's no reason why he should.
Okay.
Can the elf see us?
No.
I'm gonna like...
He's currently like sulking in a corner.
You know the whole like draw your finger across your neck thing?
Yes.
Does that work as a raptor? Can you get your hands up to your neck properly?
Raptors have necks. Jesus Christ.
Yes, they did have necks.
Fingers.
Should we maybe just try to knock him out?
I'm seriously considering sending Bellary back in.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, this is getting tricky.
You see, we do have other options. We could always hand him a diamond.
True.
Yeah.
I think
he's had enough of coal.
Well, I have these diamonds, you see. A couple of which turn him permanently into another shape, but he's just stuck.
That is very poor.
It is, isn't it?
I mean,
yeah.
That's tempting.
Captain Ash, please turn Bellary.
Does Barry want to be a rabbit or a bee?
I don't think he minds, but I think he'd rather be a Bellary.
Yeah, get rid of the turn to raptor on him anyway and turn him back into a Bellary.
So you turn Bellary back into a Bellary.
But inside the room, not out in the street.
Okay. So Bellary is now a Bellary again.
Yeah.
Should we try to distract the elf and try to pickpocket him, or should we just knock him out and just see what he's got on him?
I vote that we just do him over.
Is it really wrong that I'm tempted to turn him into a rabbit and then tell him that
he has
to take us and the cargo, otherwise we won't let him turn back?
But we don't know how to turn him back.
Poetic justice.
But then, when we get him to the other side, we can just throw him off the Zeppelin.
That is more vicious.
when we get to the other side, we could just throw him off the zeppelin. Okay.
I think that's a bit too close to straight out murder.
He was very racist towards you.
Yeah, he was very unnice.
Yes, he is a complete and utter cunt. However, I don't think that's justification to murder him.
No, but we can turn him into a rabbit.
Why does that need to be said?
What if we don't throw him in the sea and we just abandon him on an island somewhere? It wouldn't be the first time.
That's true.
Nope.
So you can't say it's going too far because you've participated in that already.
So what you're saying is, we essentially kidnap him, force him to transport the cargo.
And then steal his zeppelin.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Let's turn him to a rabbit first.
It's not the worst thing we've ever tried to do.
There was a time that you guys actively were like, let's just burn down this entire town. Yeah, this is pretty tame compared to that.
That wasn't me.
No, that was me.
That was the homicidal bunny.
Yeah.
I wasn't alone.
Technically, he wasn't a bunny then either.
No.
A cheerful homicidal bunny is a terrifying thought.
Is it as scary as a barnacle zombie?
Yeah.
Right, can I go and sort of continue talking to the self? Because now we've established that they haven't got a receipt for paying him, what's actually stopping him from taking his ship and going?
You speak to the elf. The elf again sort of looks down his nose at you, and when you ask him why he hasn't left yet, he says, I need him, and he gestures at the orc to release my ship.
Right.
Yeah.
Go back to the orc. So, now we've discovered that you haven't got a receipt, and therefore he hasn't been paid to take this cargo, why are you not letting him go?
Because he has been paid.
But you haven't got the receipt, so there's no evidence that you've paid him.
Well, he doesn't have the receipt either.
He wouldn't have a receipt if he hadn't been given any money.
He wouldn't have the receipt if he'd been an elf and actually kept it, but he wouldn't have. He'd have thrown it away. Or used it to light that bloody pipe of his.
If he hasn't been given anything, he won't have a paper saying he's been given something that he hasn't been given. You're the one that supposedly gave him something, so you need to have the
yes,
paper.
Yes, but I'm not responsible for him to keep it.
You have to have the evidence of having given it in the first place. Right. You know, he has to sign to say he's received it, and you haven't got the paper.
He grumbles and then snaps his fingers. The small goblin appears at the feet, and he sort of speaks something to it, and it sort of runs off into a side room.
Hey guys, I got a crazy idea. Couldn't we just... I think he has a pipe. Maybe if we like stuff it full with some of the shrooms and then make him smoke it, he will be much less negative, I think. And much more easier to deal with.
Much easier to clothesline.
Yeah.
I feel your inner Karen coming out.
Maybe a little bit. Karen watches a lot of wrestling.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yep. Okay. Roll to deceptively stuff a pipe full of shrooms.
I was thinking maybe that I should sort of distract him while Dragon does it.
Yeah, how about I do that with my dexterity?
Okay. Yeah.
This is where I roll a one.
So. He asks you, what is that you're trying to put in my pipe?
Oh, it's the terrible. Best tobacco. Best tobacco in the world.
Best tobacco?
I'm not sure, but all of the other captains are smoking it. Don't you want to try?
It's organic. He seems like the kind of guy that would appeal to.
Where's it from?
Oh, it's a special island, sort of far, far away.
Waitrose.
Yeah.
From the Isle of Waitrose, far to the south.
Yes.
The Island of Waitrose, far.
He seems like the kind of guy who'd shop at Waitrose.
Let me guess, it's populated by waiters.
Right, okay, roll to see if he's taken in by the concept of the Island of Waitrose.
You get a card and you get a free coffee every time you land there.
I think he might be.
This honestly feels like the Argus thing all over again. Okay. Yes, he does believe you that the Island of Waitrose is a thing. He's never heard of it, but he pretends he sort of gives you the look of, oh yes, the Island of Waitrose, yes, 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 I have heard of it. I've not heard of the tobacco, though.
Yes, I'm sure a distinguished man like yourself would. Sorry, a distinguished elf like yourself.
Would what?
I've heard of it, Waitrose.
He sort of goes, He's not really sure what to react to. What are you going to do?
I'm going to light his pipe for him.
That sounds so malevolent.
Good, because I was thinking it sounded dirty.
Yeah.
No, that was you talking as a raptor earlier.
Yeah, it did get a little bit close to, yeah.
Oh, God. Right, okay, so...
So, does he actually smoke the pipe?
I'm waiting for Bowie to roll that.
You want to slight your pipe there, babe?
You fill up his pipe. Are you taking a draw yourself to prove that it's safe, or are you just like making him take it?
I think he would look down on me, so no.
Okay. Yep, he takes the biggest draw you've ever seen. He exhales, and immediately his eyes are completely different sizes. He is, like, completely out of his tree at the moment.
Oh, so would you like to take the cargo now, perhaps?
What?
Oh, yeah, that's a yes. I heard it.
Tell you what, why don't you stay here, and we'll take the cargo for you?
Yeah.
Sure.
All we need are the keys.
He sort of like
smile at him and be healthy.
He just sits up, sort of swaying, looks at you and says,
"You can trust me, I'm an elf."
He says, "Ferdinand's got them, he's in the bar," and just slumps back.
Excellent.
And now I'll turn back to the ogre and say, "Right, as soon as you pay us, we'll take the cargo for you."
On the Esmeralda, since he's now given us permission.
So what's happening with Druggy here?
Oh, you can sleep it off in the corner.
I don't really want him to wake up here.
No, no. We'll ask his crew to come and get him.
Oh.
While we do the delivery for them, and that
the
way they don't.
The orc starts to laugh and goes, "All right. Don't think you've ever seen what happens when a captain passes out around his crew, but all right. You go and get his crew."
At that point, I stop and I'm like, "Yeah, maybe not. We'll figure something out though."
Yeah, we can take him along with us.
Yeah, then he can tell Ferdinand to give us the key. Well, he was called Ferdinand, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To give us the keys.
We don't take him now. We just talk to Ferdinand first to
we'll talk
get
to
the
Ferdinand,
keys.
And then, yeah.
And then we'll just take him along with us.
On the trip?
Yes. He seems like a funny chap.
Let's leave him behind.
And we can take the Esmeralda as payment.
Yeah, just let's get go the keys.
Okay, we'll go get the keys.
I'm now really, really excited and bouncing up and down.
Bounce up to the bar.
I'll get a see if I can get the captain to sign a note quickly first to say that yes, we can have the keys.
Okay, you rummage. He's completely almost completely knocked out. You rummage through his pockets and you find a small elven seal.
Perfect.
That seems to be like a sort of thumb ring that he seems to have taken off.
Okay.
Right, we'll use the back. It's fine. And then I'll pocket the ring.
Okay. So, you head up to the bar. What are you going to do now?
We should look for Ferdinand. Probably an elf.
Rawr, I mean, where's Ferdinand?
Are you asking the barman?
Yeah, I ask the barman.
Okay, you ask the barman. The barman goes, "Who?"
Can I walk over to the elves and be like, "Excuse me, is there a Ferdinand here among you?"
All the elves sort of turn and face another one who seems to have basically two prostitutes like rubbed up against him at the moment, and he goes, "Someone's bought me a stripper! Thank you, lads.
Perfect.
I've not seen an orc before, this will be fun."
Oh god, okay.
You could do a feather show with your wings.
I could do, this is true. I'll stretch my wings out and like cover them round me.
Okay.
And be like, "Actually, I've got even better news for you. You boys are on shore for a bit longer."
Everyone sort of cheers, and then one of them goes, "Does that mean the captain's had an argument again?"
Does he do that often? Yes.
And there's a lot of kind of like grumbling.
Oh dear. Yes, he has, but he's been persuaded to be a little more flexible this time.
So, did he tell them that we're not taking any more loot on the ship?
Loot? I didn't say the word loot.
Well, you know, whatever they call loot for the north.
Fair. Yes, and because there is one last shipment that they refuse to let you out of the contract for, we will take it in your place, so you don't need to.
The elves sort of look at each other and go, what do you mean you'll take it?
Your captain sent us with this note to ask you to pass the keys from you and hand the sealed note over.
And they glance over the note and see how they... Nope, they just go, "Oh well, he signed it. Yeah." And one of them hands you a piece of wood that's got inscriptions all the way down it.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll give them some coins so they can have another round of beer.
Okay. They all cheer and they say, "Where is the captain, by the way?"
Sleeping it off.
Sleeping it off?
And, lap dancing one of the guys and like, "He's otherwise indisposed."
They all sort of cheer. And one of them says, glad he finally got his leg over it, it might make him less moody.
Let's go get this cargo loaded, shall we?
Yes.
Yep.
See you later, sailor. Wink.
One of them waves his hand sort of daintily at you.
Okay.
Can I do an arcana check on this inscribed piece of wood, please?
Yep.
I guess you could say the dragon is really good at getting wood from sailors.
Only from sailors?
Oh.
So, you go back down to the storage room.
Yep.
And you show the orc the bit of wood. He cheers and he immediately runs to the next room, and 2 or 3 minutes later, this like troop of like half-orcs come through and start sort of picking up all the food and barrels and stuff and starts carrying them upstairs.
Excellent. Can I quickly run down and get our people off our ship and bring them up?
It will take you a while to do that.
Will it not take them a while to load the cargo?
It probably would, yes.
I mean,
how much are you taking from the ship?
Couldn't we just sort of take the zeppelin and go down with the zeppelin and pick them up?
Do any of us know how to drive a zeppelin?
We have magic people.
Yes.
It would probably take you a lot longer to run down, but you probably could drop a rope ladder basically straight from where you are to where the ship is, if you're lucky.
Ooh.
It would be a very, 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 very long rope ladder.
Who wants to roll for long rope ladder accuracy?
It's because it's quite a large zeppelin as well.
Yeah, I'm unsure that we can really get the zeppelin that close to the ship, but we can try.
Dropping the rope ladder is not the problem. Finding a way of getting the cargo from your ship up to where you are now is
I'm
even
not
more a problem.
Asking about cargo.
What cargo have we got on the ship that we want to keep?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I'm not interested in the cargo.
No, we're just taking people.
Yes.
Yeah, my subjects.
Yes.
My books are in my portable library and I've got that.
Are we kidnapping the elf?
No!
Oh,
I want to kidnap the elf.
Yeah, I look really disappointed.
You're stealing all his shit.
Yeah.
Can.
And?
But I want to make him
worthy. Roll me a d20.
Oh god. I don't like those words.
At this point, one or two of the crew from this elf come down and go, alright, how you doing? There's the captain! They pick him up and go, you're coming with us, sir. And they stagger off drunk towards the bar.
Okay, that went a lot better than I thought it would, quite frankly.
Let's get this cargo on the zeppelin and let's get going.
Okay.
Yeah.
I very much expected the
captain. What are you taking from the original ship?
The subjects.
That's the only thing I ask you.
The subjects.
Are you taking Andreadina?
She's a people, so.
Yeah, she's a people.
She's a people. Okay.
Are you taking any of the like gold and loot and stuff you had lying in the ship?
I mean, we are just stealing a lot of cargo.
We can put as much as possible into the library to carry it that way.
Okay, so you basically like tip the library out, then send the library back down and like bring it back up with everything. Okay.
It's a big, huge bag of holding. I could
basically,
put everything in it.
Yes, right, that's okay. What we're doing.
Should we take the crow's nest so Andreadina has somewhere to sleep?
No.
Okay.
Are you completely skeletonizing the ship, or are you just taking the bare stuff and leaving it?
We're going to take
the money.
What loot we can.
We'll ask the minions and the people how many of them want to come with us and how many of them would like to stay and keep the ship.
Okay, the minions all want to follow Bellry.
That's right.
So, yeah. Are you taking the tiny tiefling, or is that finally saying goodbye?
It's saying goodbye.
Yeah. I suppose we could take the tiny tiefling and the bouncing bunny. It's always useful to have a couple of little ships that we can put down on the water somewhere.
The image of this robot with balloons attached to it.
Yeah. Can I make a sign that says Sea Bellry looking for a good home and hang it up really sadly on the Sea Bellry?
I suppose you can. Well, yes, you can, yes. As you leave the ship in the sort of splintered remnants of the harbour, which is...
Back to the Sky Bellry.
The Sky Esmeralda. Bellry. Currently called the Esmeralda, and it's not going to be called the Sky Bellry.
The Atmospheric Bellry.
Atmospheric Bellry.
You can at least have like a subtitle like Esmeralda Sea Bellry.
No.
Oh, listen to Captain Ash.
The Esmeralda. Let's go.
Okay,
can I at least call my room the Sky Bellry?
You notice that the Zeppelin has definite room for all of you, plus loads of cargo space. It seems like a very long distance traveller.
Fantastic.
Yay!
And once we are out of range of here, I will be changing the name because they might decide they're going to try and track down the Esmeralda. It's going to become the Weatherwax.
Yes.
All right.
That reference.
So, as you're about to set sail, you talk to the orc. The orc sort of does his sort of magical thing and throws you up your engraved wooden thing.
Mm-hmm.
As you're about to leave, you notice out the sort of side of your eye that Toby has also got on a zeppelin.
God.
Which has headed off before you left.
Mm-hmm.
And the bandit has also got on a zeppelin and left.
Was there anything distinctive about the zeppelin that each of them took?
No.
Okay.
They didn't take the pink one, put it that way.
Which way is the ear pointing?
The ear is sort of spinning in circles a lot, but it's pointing to the north.
I think we do actually want to go and deliver this cargo.
Yeah, I think so too.
We're going that way because otherwise they'll spot something's wrong.
Yeah.
We're out of sight.
Sorry, I just realised the whole impetus for changing the ship's name was to avoid like people looking for it. It is made of bronze and has a giant figurehead. I feel like it's quite conspicuous.
It does have two balloons as well, not one.
And again... We have magic!
Yes, I feel like we should paint it though.
I will go inside the sort of navigation room and see if there's a map there that's pointing out where this island is.
You go inside the navigation room and already Secret Linda is working out where you're going. And the grey parrot from before, which I can't remember what you called.
Oh no!
The grey parrot again starts shouting, the great god Zubba, the great god Zubba.
I don't like the sound of this, Zubba. I'm shouting about him a lot now.
So, yes, and that is you departing the Zeppelin Tower. So, Barry, on that note, do you have a bardic-style ending for us?
No. One sec, let's think of a song.
Go with Fly Me to the Moon.
Does Fly Me to the Moon have, like, a moral anywhere there?
Well, it's about flying to the moon.
I know.
It's always a concerning noise, isn't it?
Yep.
So this is by the... Shit, what's French for five? Wounded by Katra
Sank. Sank, yeah.
I'll give you a second to do this properly. So, Bellry, have you got any bardic inspiration for us on the end of that episode?
Well, I think the words of Le Sang de Mession are particularly relevant. Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I, for we can fly, up, up and away, my beautiful balloon. And with that, dear listeners, we draw this episode of the podcast to a close. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed our tale, please leave us a review on iTunes or tell your friends about us. We would greatly appreciate it. If you would like to support us in making future content, we do have a Patreon at patreon.com/penancerpg. All support is gratefully received. Hopefully we'll be seeing you next week, and remember in the meantime to always stay ambitious, even if you think you're a bit rubbish. This episode of Penance RPG was brought to you by Nikolai, Ben, Dragon, Graham, Daniel, and Ash. The episode was written, adapted, and edited by Nikolai Pubsky. Music was provided by Ellen Garrett, and artwork was by John Moore.